Welcome back to Agriculture Today. I'm Sarah Moyer. Our next topic is the lack of insurance for forage production. One main reason that this is a roadblock is that pasture output is not usually measured. And so here to give us more information on this topic and what will be a preview of his presentation at the upcoming Risk and Profit Conference hosted by the Agricultural Economics Department here at K-State is the K-State Research and Extension Agricultural Economist for Southwest Kansas, Monty Vandeveer. Thanks for coming on, Monty.
Well, thanks for having me, Sarah.
You have been involved with a study relating to this topic, but first of all, this is something that is not completely new. It's been thought of before, but what have been some past issues with getting this developed?
Well, as you said in your introduction, pasture insurance has to be a little different from crop insurance. You know, on crop insurance, we measure the yield, the output, and so we have a benchmark to see whether we have a loss or not. With our pastures, we don't measure our output the same way. So if we're going to have insurance, we have to insure something else. And what RMA came up with was this rainfall insurance approach, the idea being that rainfall is going to be a pretty good reflection of how our pastures perform. And also, rainfall is something that we easily measure. It's something that we can have a clear standard whether it's occurred or not. And so we have this rainfall insurance program in place. It's still considered a pilot program, meaning it's like a test program where it's not necessarily in its final form. It's been in operation for several years, and it's still not widely used. Not many farmers and ranchers in Kansas or in other states have been using the pasture rangeland and forage insurance, or PRF product, as we call it.
Rainfall is not always uniform across an area of land. So how is this rainfall being measured with the program?
Well, the way it works is the state is divided into grids. And the grids are a quarter degree longitude by a quarter degree latitude. And in Kansas, that turns out to be about 17 miles north to south and 13 miles or 14 east to west. And so all the land within that grid area is considered to get the same rainfall. And the way it's done is they measure the rainfall at the four nearest NOAA weather reporting stations to the center point of the grid and then take a weighted average. And the closer stations get a bigger weight in the calculation. And so we're using four different reporting stations to come up with a composite rainfall number for the grid area. And whatever grid you happen to be in, that's your rainfall measure for purposes of the insurance.
What other issues has the study been looking at with PRF?
Well, you can imagine insuring rainfall instead of insuring pasture production. You wonder, is there a little bit of slippage in there because you're using a proxy rather than insuring the actual output? And that is a concern. One of the questions is just using rainfall as a proxy itself. Even if I measured rainfall on my own farm, it may not track percentage point by percentage point for my pasture production. So there's a potential gap there. Another potential gap is using these four different reporting stations. You know, it may be raining at one and not raining at my place. And so to me, it looks like I have a loss, but for purposes of the insurance, the station got rainfall, so the insurance may not track so well with my experience. That's a potential problem. I call that the basis gap, the rainfall like a distance or basis gap. The third thing that's a little different with this insurance product compared to crop insurance, traditional crop insurance, is pasture is a perennial production system. And so what happened last year is going to affect how my pasture performs this year. So if last year was a really rough year, chances are my pasture isn't going to bounce back and produce as it otherwise would, even if rainfall happens to be normal this year. So it's not a perfect system, but right now I think it looks like it's better than nothing. But we want to see to what extent these gaps are real issues.
How do producers buy this insurance? Is it similar to crop insurance?
Yes, it is similar. In fact, the same crop insurance agents should sell it. So it's a product of the Risk Management Agency of USDA, just like traditional crop insurance. So farmers and ranchers should be able to talk to their crop insurance agents and check out how they can get the policy that way.
For those people who are expecting to attend the Risk and Profit Conference, what gaps will you be speaking about then?
Well, we're going to give people a little more idea on, you know, how the grid system works. And we're going to pick one location and look at how the insurance would have performed in a really bad year, and also how it would have performed over a very long period of time. And we'll be doing that using an online decision tool website that's available from RMA. Farmers can look up their own location and then look at their rainfall history and see how the insurance could have performed for them.
And that decision tool can be found through the RMA website, www.rma.usda.gov. And then you'll want to browse through the Crop Policies and Pilots link on the left-hand side of the homepage. And this sounds like a tool that any producer who is interested in the program should check out. What other information does the tool take into consideration?
The Decision Tool website, again, you get to look up your grid. You get to compare the different time periods that you are interested in insuring. And that's part of the decision there, is you have to insure at least 2 2-month intervals. And it's a dollar-based coverage, and then you have to allocate your dollars of coverage between the different time periods that you want to insure. And the web tool is very helpful for seeing how that would have worked out in a particular year or over a long period of time. Lets you plug in the numbers, play with that, go back and change it. Really helps you get a much better idea.
With the study that you're involved with, how do you foresee it affecting the future of this type of program?
Well, hopefully producers will have a better idea of how well this product can protect them from risk. One of the key questions is going to be, which time period should I be insuring? In other words, which rainfall in which months is most crucial for my pasture production? And also, how much of my coverage should I allocate between this period and that period? So those are the kind of decisions we want to look at a little more carefully to say what gives us the best risk protection.
With the data that you've collected so far, have there been any tendencies across the state that some months work better for some regions than others?
Well, the different places that I've looked at, as you can imagine, most of our pastures, our native pastures, are going to be warm season grasses. So rainfall in the summer months, just common sense, you would expect that to be the most important. June is probably the most important month to insure. If you have cool season grasses, you want to push that back into the spring a little bit. So you may go back into April. And some people want to put a little bit of coverage in every month. I'm inclined to think that our summer months give us the biggest bang for the buck. But that could vary on your location, and it could vary by whether your forage is warm season, cool season, or maybe some mixture.
And just to clarify, the pasture, rangeland, and forage, if a producer is planting a cover crop and expecting to harvest that as forage, is that covered under the insurance?
No, it's not. This is only for perennial forages, so it's for regular pasture land. It also covers your alfalfa if it's an established crop. It also covers a perennial forage like a hay meadow, a grass hay meadow that you harvest for hay. But for an annual crop, you have to look for a different insurance product.
Good to clarify there. What is most important for producers to know about the program?
Well, key thing I'd want to stress is, hope you come and check out how the Decision Tool website works. I think that's a really valuable tool. You can see how the insurance would perform through time. Another thing we're going to be looking at down the road is, how would PRF coverage compare to the payouts we get under the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, the one that's based on the drought monitor? So that's something we need to take a closer look at down the road too, because those are both tools that might be helpful for our livestock and pasture folks out there.
Thanks for coming on and speaking with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad to be here.
Again, that is Monty Vandeveer. He is the K-State Research and Extension Agricultural Economist for Southwest Kansas. He is going to be one of the speakers at the upcoming Risk and Profit Conference here in Manhattan, hosted by the Agricultural Economics Department. The date for that is August 18th and 19th, and more information for it can be found at the department's website, agmanager.info. Monty's presentation will also focus around this topic, pasture output and how to ensure that. For Agriculture Today, I'm Sarah Moyer, and we'll be back shortly over the K-State Radio Network.